Don't you feel like this is sort of like a Dallas Cowboys type of pick where it's a splashy kind of second round pick, similar to a guy like Noah Spence?
Yeah, and it is splashy. And I think you look at Dallas last year, remember they picked Randy Gregory
exactly.
of Nebraska, a guy who was a top 15 edge rusher, but had a lot of marijuana issues and apparently still has quite a bit of issues, unfortunately.
Did a lot of damage for Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Tennessee Titans are on the clock now. We'll take you to that pick in a little bit. But, Mace, just for the Titans' sake, let's talk about what they need. Right now you've got Mackenzie Alexander going there, the cornerback, with what we mentioned as character issues last night. Why do you think this is the perfect spot for Mackenzie?
I think it's a perfect spot just because this is a team that where he can come in and probably start right away. And it's, you know, it's a division where they look around and they see some young elite receivers in Houston and Jacksonville. And of course you've got great quarterbacks. So you got a great quarterback in Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, emerging quarterback in Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, and then Brock Osweiler going down to Houston. We'll see what he can do. So you need people to cover the guys that you're going to be facing twice a year, so that's why I think they need to go secondary.
So as the draft gets started here, take us inside the Broncos war room, guys. Like, what are you thinking? We're seeing from Elway right now, Kubiak, just watching as things start to unfold here in the second.
Just cool as a cucumber, really. I think your pick is a ways away at this point, so you're just kind of sitting there watching to see what teams do. Maybe you're making some calls if you're thinking about trades at some point. I think that'll heat up both the Broncos calling and the Broncos receiving calls as well as their pick nears.
Because we're starting to get into territory here where a lot of fans don't really know a lot of these guys. They're not very familiar with these guys. So as a front office kind of guy, you really know these guys. How do you make it interesting here?
For the fans?
Yeah.
you pick good players. That's the most interesting thing. I mean, you know, Tyson Bravo, we'll see how he works out. You know, he wasn't a sexy pick as an offensive lineman last year, but he ends up being an opening day starter at left tackle. And now they're looking at him moving inside the guard, which is a position that he's familiar with and he might be able to do very well at. So the thing is, as they say, winning is the best marketing. You're not concerned about sizzle. You're concerned about the best player.
To Mace's point, Danny Trevathan wasn't exactly a very sexy pick when he was drafted by the Broncos, and he played extremely well all throughout the 2015 season. Probably one of the big reasons why the Chicago Bears went and snatched him up. Another reason why the Broncos just showing their draft muscle in the war room. Mace, real quick, I want to touch on the Titans again. Why wait until the end of the you have Thomas at 45. Why wait? Why not give them the weapon now, the offensive weapon that Mariota craves?
It just depends on how you value the receivers. I mean, they may well pick a receiver right now and because they may have them valued better. But I thought you're looking at – when you look at where they're picking in the middle of the round, you're talking about guys that are, I think, clear second-rounders, whereas Mackenzie Alexander, I think, was a first-rounder on a lot of teams' boards going in last night.
And Dorial Green-Beckham, of course, the guy there, they're waiting to see sort of develop and mature a little bit too.
Yeah, I think he has to mature. That is a big, big thing. They roll the dice on extreme talent but also extreme issues.
To Mace's point, what isn't always sexy does sometimes end up being the perfect guy on the board. So we have Commissioner Goodell at the podium introducing who will pick for the Titans. Let's go to Chicago.
To announce the Tennessee Titans selection, please welcome from the University of Florida, the 16th overall draft pick by the Titans in 1999, defensive end Javon Kearse.
And with the 33rd pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Kevin Dodd, linebacker, Clemson.
Kevin Kevin Dodd, the defensive end out of Clemson. Clemson getting plenty of national exposure last year. Mace, one thing about Dodd that I want to touch on briefly, he played across from Shaq Lawson. How do you feel that Lawson helped his stock? A lot of talent evaluators thought maybe playing next to Lawson maybe elevated his draft stock higher than it should have been.
Or maybe Dodd elevated Lawson.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing,
right,
really, there. But I think what's interesting now is, we were all wondering, when is the run on defensive ends going to start? I think it's happening right now.
You see Javon Curse, one defensive end, picking the next defensive end there for the Titans.
Now, do you feel like Dodd, as far as a as an ACC guy, competed well as far as the level of competition matched with, you know, where he went in this draft?
I think so. I mean, I think he was going to go in the second round at some point. So it's a good scheme fit for the Titans. I mean, we'll see how quickly he develops. They do need some more punch. And it may not be the last pick they use on defensive linemen. And, you know, the fact that they've moved down from number one, they've got, you know, or number two, pardon me, or no, number one, pardon me, mm-hmm, they've got some toys to play with.
We heard from Dodd in that piece a little bit earlier there. Some of these guys that we talked about are starting to go.